Now for radio's most lovable family, the Goldbergs, brought to you by Procter & Gamble, makers of Oxidol. And now about Oxidol for washing dishes. You'll find it's one of the fastest dishwashing soaps you ever had, and this is why. With Oxidol, you don't have to let dishes stand and soak as you do with slow-acting soaps. Just whip up those thick, rich Oxidol suds and put your dishes in. For Oxidol, by actual test, cuts grease 25% faster than ordinary soap, which means you don't have to change your dishwashing habits to use Oxidol. No mess. You wash them just the same as you always have, only you get more suds with Oxidol and you get the grease cut quicker. You see the dishes come out clear and shiny. And when they're rinsed and ready for drying, you don't have to rub and polish them clean because Oxidol leaves no greasy soap film on dishes the way other soaps can do. That's because Oxidol dissolves completely. Every last particle goes into thick, hard-working suds. And when a soap doesn't dissolve like this, doesn't go entirely into suds, you'll find it leaves a greasy soap film on your dishes. The sort of thing you have to get off with extra hot rinsing water and then polish and rub off with the dish towel. Remember this the next time you wash dishes. Use Oxidol and get them clean 25% faster than you're used to with ordinary soaps. Get every glass, dish, and knife and fork spotlessly clean and shiny with none of the old-time greasy soap film to scrub off on your dish towel. All of which means you save time in doing dishes and get better results, too. Try Oxidol, spelled O-X-Y-D-O-L, tonight and see for yourself. And now, the Goldbergs. Friday, Molly Goldberg proposed a plan to the ladies of Lastonbury for creating a security fund in case the mill their husbands are opening fails. The plan is to sell flower seeds. The seeds are to come from California, where Mr. Cuney, Molly's boarder, has a friend in the business. The women were wildly enthusiastic about the plan. In fact, decided to name the seeds in Molly's honor. But before the seeds can be sold, they've got to be bought and paid for. And where's the money to come from? Everyone has put their last few dollars in the mill. Listen.
What time does the last mail leave, Sammy?
Well, you have to get your mail at the post office at least an hour before train time.
Sammy, you're sure Mr. Cunis said that today was the last?
Why, if you don't send for the seeds today, you won't get them back in time. Don't forget, everything's got to come from California.
I know.
Well, gee, then drop it, Ma. What's the use? You can't steal the money.
No, I can't steal it. They would only send the seeds COD.
Ma, you know they won't.
I had it all planned out, so give me my list, please. So you already who gave something to ready for the seeds.
And you still haven't enough, am I?
No. Sammy, how much did I give you this week? I mean, for the fare to school and...
Oh, the same as you give me every week, huh?
Sammy, say no if it's no, but maybe just for 1 week, if you got up a little earlier in the morning.
Yeah.
I mean, Junior Slauson, he drives the milk truck. Maybe you could take a hitch with him every morning and then you wouldn't have to take the train, huh? Just 1 week, family. Martha?
Oh, Bud, I came over just as soon as I thought. Anybody just came in with a few dollars.
Dear, oh, I'm glad.
There ain't much coming in, is there?
No, and this is the last day. If we don't send out the money order today, then there's no use sending out at all because we wouldn't get the seeds back in time.
Well, they can't play the mischief. They haven't got it. I never could seem to get the hang of it.
I could take the doll back that I bought for Mr. Cuny's little girl. She won't be here for a little while yet.
You want to try it, Rosalie?
Uh-huh.
How much was the doll?
$6.
Oh. Who did you buy it from?
Decker.
Well, you just tell Charlie Decker that Martha Wilberforce said for him to take the doll and give you back the cash.
Do you think he'll do it?
Mention my name, see if he don't. My father set him up in business 30 years ago. I could have been Mrs. Decker if I chose to be, but I didn't.
I'll just say that Martha will be...
That'll be all you have to say.
All right, so put on your coat, Rosalie. Sammy, you want to walk over with Rosie, huh?
Well, all right, but hurry up, everyone.
Now, put $6 more on that list. Let's see what we have.
All right, $6.
Oh, that still doesn't do it, does it? Let me look at that list. Did you call Mildred Halter?
Mildred Halter? No, I didn't.
Why not?
Mr. Goldberg said they're awful poor, sir.
Awfully poor. Well, aren't we all poor? We wouldn't be scraping pennies together if we were rich. Now, there's Sadie Lockett.
Sadie Lockett and Sarah Bullock, neither. No, and Rachel...
For pity's sake, Mrs. Goldberg. You can't expect to collect money if you're scared to ask for it. How are they going to know unless you tell them?
Well, let me see.
I'll call Sarah Bullock first. Hope she has a phone. Ask operator for Sarah Bullock's phone while I get some more of these names.
Oh, so maybe we'll get the letter off today anyway.
Well, not if we set hands on our thumbs, we won't.
Oh. All right, Dolly, all right. Oh, thanks, Tammy, Dolly. Hello? Hello, what's the name, Arthur?
Sarah Bullock.
Sarah Bullock's place, please. Sarah Bullock's place, please. Yes. Sarah Bullock.
Mom, will you lift that child up so as I can answer the phone, please?
I don't know what you want to telephone for. You ain't had a bit of good news come over that wire since you had it.
Hello? Well, yes, Martha? Yes? Steve? This is the first I've heard of it. Nat's put everything we have in the mill.
More than he's got.
Well, will you hold on a minute?
What's Martha Wilberforce stirring up now?
It ain't only Martha, Ma. All the women in town are sending away for seeds.
Seeds? Got to have land to plant seeds in. Nat sold the last piece of land you could plant anything in.
These are flower seeds. It ain't the seeds so much. It's about selling them and raising some money. Miss Goldberg's going to New York with them and see if she can do something.
This town ain't been the same since them people come here.
Ma, Martha's on the phone. Ma, do you think you could let me have just a little?
What I've got saved is my own. My only comfort in living this, knowing I'll get a decent burial when I die.
Got all day?
Yes. Well, what did she
say? Yes. Well, then, be at the post office not later than 4. Goodbye. That's one.
Well, that's one. And what did she say? She says she'll see what she can do when she comes down. Uh-huh. And did you add in family $3?
Yes.
Now call, let me see.
Mildred Halter.
Mildred Halter. All right. Now call Mildred Halter. Hello? Hello, Central? Mildred Halter. Yes, Mildred Halter, please. Mildred?
Hello. Yes, this is Mildred Halter.
Oh, hello, Martha. Well, for pity's sake, what makes you call?
Yes.
Seed.
Mm-hmm. Well, Martha, I've got more trouble now than it's human to bear. The government inspector's just after condemning 6 of my cows.
Hmm?
Well, of course, they'll pay me for them, but when? Well, Joe, let our best Guernseys go. It's all in the mill.
Well, everything's in the mill.
Well, yes, I know all that, I've got a few dollars. If Joe ain't found where I hid it, it's still there. But hold on a minute. Hello? Hello? Hello, Martha?
Martha, hello? Yes.
Hello?
Yes? Will you be at the post office at 4? Because we've got to send a money order out today, Mildred. If we don't, we won't get the seeds back in time. Don't you see? All right. At the post office at 4.
At the post office at 4. At the post office at 4.
Bags have got to go down to the depot, Martha.
I know they do, John Dunn, but you have to wait.
What are we waiting for?
Mildred Halter and Sarah.
Well, you can wait, ladies, but the government can't wait, and I'll have to bring these bags down to the station.
But we have to send the seeds, and the money order today is for the seeds, Mr. Bowser.
We want a money order, John.
Well, all right, that's what I'm here for. How much is it?
Well, that's what we're waiting to find out.
Oh, here you are, Martha. It's my last $4.
Oh, here's my last $8, Martha.
Oh, my, that makes 12.
88, and that makes 100. Well, here, I'll make it out for
100. Yes, sir. Mr. Bowden, $100 for the money order.
All right. Now, who's it to go to?
Just one second, please, Mr. Bowden. Special delivery airmail. I want special delivery airmail.
All right.
I've got to go to California.
Yes.
Here, Mr. Bowden.
Is this the address on here?
Write it down carefully.
Yeah, all right. California? Yeah, all right. All right, here you are. Now, that'll cost you 38 cents.
38 cents? Wait.
38 cents?
I don't think
I
have a penny with
me.
Who's got money? Anyone?
Well, no money. Well, I guess I'll have to pay for it myself. Well, there's my contribution, ladies. But remember, I want it back in seed.
And so the money order for the flower seeds Molly and her friends are to sell is finally on its way. With it go the hopes and prayers and the last few pennies of practically every woman in town. Is Molly aware of the great responsibility she's assumed? And how about Jake? Will he succeed in getting the mill open in time? Be sure to listen to Molly. You know, even women who thought they were using the best dishwashing soap are changing to Oxydol these days. They find Oxydol takes the drudgery out of dishwashing. Give such thick, rich suds, melt grease so fast, even the biggest pile of dirty dishes disappears as if by magic. You save time, you save work, and you save your hands every time you use it. For along with its amazing efficiency, Oxydol gives safety to hands such as you can't get from old, harsh soap. It's the result of a remarkable new process and a new formula that makes mild, gentle soap 2 to 3 times more efficient, yet keep it safe. Try Oxydol. Why not buy a package when you go to the store today? Keep your hands lovely and at the same time, get the dishwashing job done faster than ever before. Look for the box with the orange and blue circles marked O-X-Y-D-O-L, Oxydol. And be sure to hear the Goldbergs tomorrow. Molly has persuaded the women of Lastonbury to put their last few pennies in her plan to sell flower seeds. Jake has persuaded the men to put their savings into the mill. Now, a new complication arises. Be here tomorrow, same time, same station. Until then, this is Ray Saunders saying goodbye for the makers of Oxydol.